It's Saturday, the 22nd of November, 10:30 a.m. So I'll long lie in bed. 11 hours, but to be honest, I could have lay on in bed. Not well. I was away yesterday for about 4 or 5 hours, performing a task. And I felt okay. I felt pretty good, in fact. And it wasn't until I came home and then I had my dinner. And then went through to the living room just to... basically just to relax for half an hour or so with my wife watching the telly, and then I was going to get on with things. But I suddenly felt weary, really weary, really like I wanted to go to my bed weary. My eyes were closing and I could feel something in my throat, that niggle that so instantly recognised, or recognisable, yeah. And I thought, oh no, I'm going down with a cold. So I sat much longer than I intended, simply because I didn't seem to have the energy or the inclination, to be honest, to get back out of the big chair. And so that's the way it went all night. I went back into my room, my study, to do some things and keep myself awake, and found myself saying to it, you know, talking to myself and saying, ah, I really can't be bothered. It's a polite word. I can't be bothered doing this. So I lifted the iPad and my iPhone and my wee bits of paper notes, as I usually do, and headed back to the big chair. With the intention of searching for some tiles, as it turns out, you know, tiles. We've got a wee tiling job planned. But I just couldn't be bothered, so I closed up and sat it back on the side of the chair. And I could feel this getting worse. So anyway, off to bed last night at 10:30, well, approximately 10:30. Off to bed with that soreness you get in your ear, inside your ear. And the throat with that sensation. So I woke several times during the night with a throat that felt like the Sahara Desert, and had to constantly reach over and sip some water. Eventually, about 3 a.m, I was forced to get up and go and take a very large spoonful of honey and squish it around my mouth before I swallowed it, so that it would hopefully stick to my throat all the way down. You know what? Did the trick. No, I've still got the cold. But it made one heck of a difference to a fairly sound sleep after that, once I had gotten to work and soothed relationships. The thing is, I got this morning and I couldn't taste my porridge properly. My coffee tasted horrible, and I'm drinking a cup of tea just now that feels that there's no sweetness whatsoever in it. I'm frightened to laugh. Actually, no, I'm not frightened to laugh. I'm frightened that I get to the stage where I can't laugh or cough without pain. So an extra long hot shower this morning. We'll see how the day goes. I'm praying. I'm not hoping. I'm not hoping at all. I'm praying that it's a short-term thing that I'll blow over fairly quick. So, apart from me, it's another dreary morning. It's been raining. It rained yesterday evening through the night. It's not raining now, but everything's sodden. It's overcast. Some really dark clouds to the south. And it's just a light breeze. But I have to say again, a positive side, it's mild. Very, very mild, in fact. Unseasonally mild. I have no birds this morning. I can hear them, but I can't see any bird whatsoever in the garden. Not one. What's going on? They're probably staying away from me because they know I've got the cold. Don't go near him. You'll get it. That tea really is horrible. Ah, a wee birdie. Wee blue tit. Must have heard me. My wails. And we're heading off into Edinburgh today, which we try to think of a word without sounding too horrific, like saying hate, which we abhor. We do not like going into Edinburgh at all, but we're having to go in there to look for tiles. And I really do not feel that I'm up to doing it. But needs must. Otherwise I'll just sit and mope about the house all day. I'll be a misery. I'll have man flu and my wife will be tearing her long hair out and my moaning and wailing. So why inflict that on her? Grab a packet of soothers and get on our way. Just between me and you. Just checking she's not there. I'd rather stay at home. Especially since it's such a damp day. Positivity. Right, now I'm looking forward to going, looking for tiles.